America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there's emails that get sent, these internal emails. They'll get sent around the office.
Yeah.
You know? And I saw one. It said, today is a very sensitive day. And maybe you should refrain from talking politics in the office.
Why is that?
I guess it's not to upset anybody, I guess, what they're saying. I don't know.
Only one side can talk politics?
I don't know.
The way it works? Like I said this morning earlier, I mean, I'm not trying to upset anybody, you know, I don't want to gloat. All I want to say is that, look, man, this is going to be good for all of us.
I find it interesting, though. It's like, you know, but just stay away from talking politics today, if you could. Like, is that like the most anti-American thing of all time? Like, we just went through this entire election. Everybody is involved. There's record turnout with voters. People show up to work the next day. Like, they're going to talk about it. Like, you can, that is just making an assumption that your employees aren't adult enough to be able to handle these discussions. Now,
you know, it was amazing.
I know there's a lot of people that are nuts, but I think that's strange to tell people not to talk about something.
My buddy Greg Gutfeld said it yesterday. He said, you know, a lot of people didn't want to get involved in politics, don't want to be involved in politics, but a lot of different things that have happened over the last 6 months, or maybe even if you want to go back 4 years, you could say 4 years. Politics came to them. Like, politics came right into their lap. And all of a sudden, they have to become engaged and they have to pay attention to what is happening around them. And there was a large swath of this country that felt like nobody was listening to them. And somehow, Donald Trump touched into those people, got them ignited, and they sent a very powerful message last night. It's obvious.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that is clear. So no matter what you thought was going to happen or what you wanted to happen, the result is something that has to be accepted. It was a domination, essentially. I mean, it was essentially a landslide in a way. I mean, it's funny because I was driving in. You heard the same thing. So I immediately put on 1010 Winds to be, you know, listening on the way in thinking, well, they're going to talk about how Trump won the election, right? They didn't even, like, that was like at 4 something.
Yeah.
And they still hadn't said that he'd won.
No, they said they still have to count votes.
I was like, ooh.
Yeah, meanwhile, strange. The New York Times and everybody else, CNBC.
Yeah.
MSNBC, pretty much everybody, you know, if you're in politics and you play that game, you know what's going on. And there have been some crazy things that have happened in the last two cycles, in 2020 and 2016, for sure. One side thought that they had won in 2016, and they found out when they woke up in the morning they didn't.
Yeah.
And then one side felt like they won in 2020, and they woke up in the morning they didn't, for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
But America has spoken again. America always seems to straighten itself out somehow, some way. You know, that we're not always perfect, but we are the best society to live in, the freest society, have the most, like to think, the most liberties, so...
They're eating the cats named Vagina.
There you go. Well, it's going to be quite the ride for sure.
Well, you know what, Al? Can you get me the dance party with Beyonce? Can we just play that today? I just would like to hear that. Just a little bit of that. I mean, it's very repetitive. It goes on and on and on. But just a little taste of it today, I think, is just appropriate because it is an uplifting.
Joe Biden is asleep. Kamala is at a dance party with Beyonce. 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 Dance party with Beyonce. Hey! 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 Beyonce. Hey! Beyonce.
Hey!
Beyonce.
Hey!
Beyonce.
Hey!
Party
hey!
With Beyonce. Beyonce. Beyonce.
All right, very good. I mean, not bad, right?
No.
A lot of talented people out there.
There are. I mean, this is social media. This is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, the sniping back and forth, you know, hopefully it will calm down, but I don't necessarily know that it will, given the fact that they're...
Of course it won't.
Well, I mean, if you think about it...
That's right. Boomer doesn't like Democrats.
if you take into account everything that President Trump has been through, President-elect Trump has been through over the last 2.5 years alone,
yeah,
it's incredible. Even when he first started in his first, run and going through all the impeachments and everything else and what New York tried to do and 2 assassination attempts. I mean, it's remarkable. It's the greatest political comeback in American history for sure.
Well, I think that's what J.D. Vance said yesterday at the podium when they were giving the speech in the wee hours of the morning down there in Florida. You know, one thing he hasn't been through, though?
What hasn't he been through?
A dance party with Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Beyonce. Chris in the Bronx. What's going on, Chris?
Boomer and Gio. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's happening, Chris?
It's a good morning to listen to your show, Driving to Work. You know, the last week or so has been tough. It was great to see my Yankees get to the World Series, but it certainly was a rough World Series for us. I've been avoiding some of the talk radio, but this morning I knew I could count on this show to be talking about what you should be talking about.
Oh, Chris, you broke up a little bit there, and we appreciate you listening. And yeah, a little phone cut out, but appreciate you listening and the kind words. You know, Al opened up the warm-up show saying it'll be an interesting day here at WFAN because the election's a huge story and there's not a lot of sports going on. So how will all the shows handle it? I mean, I think he probably knew that we would open with it. How do you think the rest of the shows handle it?
I don't know. If it doesn't have whip and war attached to it, then I don't know what the hell they're going to talk about.
I don't know, man. I feel like Evan put out his... Evan will talk about it.
Yeah, well.
I like to go to former president's boyhood homes.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And sniff their underwear.
Well, I mean, it all depends on how it affects the individual, right?
I mean, that's
really what it comes down to. So if you're somebody that was rooting for the Democrat and Kamala Harris and their policies and you lost, you're going to be really down today, much like I'm sure many of us were after the 2020 election.
Yeah, I mean, you could go throughout history, whatever side you were on. If your candidate didn't win, generally you're bummed about it. But Yeah, I don't know. It would be fascinating. I think definitely I can't see BT and Sal opening up with it. I could see them definitely going Cashman. You think, Eddie, you think that they're going to open up with the election?
Maybe in the first, like, to acknowledge it, but the first real discussion will be about the NFL trade deadline.
Yeah, okay. You know, the thing for me is, like, I'm 63 years old. I have 4 grandkids, and you think about how federal policy affects you and affects them and their future. And, you know, all you want is the best opportunities for them, much like we had when we were growing up.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I kind of kept saying was to people that were close to me is, you know the house that I'm in now.
Yes.
The house that Gene and I absolutely loved, and we were fortunate enough to be able to buy it. And I say one of the main reasons I was able to get in this house was because of the interest rates.
The mortgage rates were down.
Right. The mortgage rates were at a record low at that point.
Energy rates were down.
So, like, I was...
Everything was down.
Like, if I had waited 6, 7, 8 months, it wouldn't have been that way, you know, so...
Look, I always say that the supermarket tells you everything. The supermarket and your gas tank, you know, and then if you're driving an electric car, then your electric bill will tell you everything.
Yeah.
It will tell you all you need to know. That's the most important aspect because it affects all of us.
We are in a battle right now, Gina and I, with the temperature in the house. It is a battle. This always happens, like, with the season change thing where, like, the heat could go on or the air could go on. It's, like, cold nights but, like, warm days. And we are, like, man, I'm telling you, we're like Tyson and Holyfield going at it. You know, sneaking.
Hopefully nobody's landing anything.
No. No, just our finger on the button. She's going up, I'm going down. And then it's funny, she'll be like, did you put the down to 68? I'm like, what else do you think else did? Elvis? He put his paw up there. Of course I did. I mean, it's too hot. It's ridiculous.
Oh, man.
You want to see the PSE, G-Bell? It's ridiculous. Let's go to Gary in Ridgewood. What's going on, Gary?
Hey, just give you a little sports analogy. I think the electoral map looked a little bit like Tom Coughlin's face in the Green Bay game. Red all over with 2 blue spots on it.
It's not bad, Gary. That's actually pretty good. Did you see any prediction, like a mainstream prediction that had Michigan and Wisconsin going red? Because I did not.
Everything I heard was that it was going to be close.
Yeah.
And that it was going to be tight. And then it may be like a percentage point or two here or there. And I think pretty much all the channels basically said the same thing in that regard.
And Pennsylvania was going to do it. That was going to be the one.
That was going to be the one that ultimately everybody was going to focus it on. But, you know, once Georgia and North Carolina went, kind of felt like, I kind of felt like Ohio and Iowa. Once they went as significantly as they did, the way they went, I was like, man, those people, I don't know, for some reason, they seem to be, like, balanced because of the way that their population maps are.
Yeah.
And they are bellwether, like, kind of, like, telltale signs of what maybe the entire country is thinking about. Now, you know, we're here, so we see a whole different side of things because the amount of people that live here and the amount of, you know, different opinions that we have here. But, you know, when you start looking at the middle of the country, things start kind of lining up and you can see it.
Yeah. And, you know, going into the counties, I always find that fascinating too, when they'll, you know, whatever channel you're watching, you go into the county and see, all right, this is the population makeup there. This is how it was happening in 2020. This is how it was happening in 2016. And look how significantly different it is here in 2024.
I thought the Fox News thing where they were able to go in and look at specific voters, 120,000 voters across the country.
Yeah.
By age, gender, you know, ethnic background, you know, skin color, whatever it was, race, whatever it was. They could go in and really pinpoint all the issues. And really the number one issue, like we've been saying all morning, is the freaking economy.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
It's not about anything else. I mean, you can scream and yell from the high heavens about things that nobody really cares about. But at the end of the day, we're all touched by one single thing, and that is the economy.
Let's go to Sam in Melville. What's going on, Sam?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
All righty, Sammy. What's happening, man?
Hey, man, this seals it. Jets are making the playoffs, right? Because Trump was kind of a little bit behind in the polls, but you saw a path. same thing for the Jets, right?
Yeah, I think maybe you're taking it a little too far.
I think the Jets have Kamala Harris's path right now.
Right.
If you really want to talk about a path to the playoffs, which we were talking about 2 weeks ago, right. And I felt like they had to win the New England game, they had to win the Houston game, and they had to win the Arizona game.
Right, and Donald Trump won in 2016, which is a lot more recent than the Jets in 1968, 1969.
That's true.
Yeah, so, but that's funny. I guess anything can happen this morning if that's the way you're looking at it.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.